Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 179. I just spent the week attending the annual Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, virtually. Yep. I'd usually be in Vegas right now, or at least coming home now, roaming 3.5 million square feet of showroom floor space at the Las Vegas Convention Center and surrounding facilities to see what tech will be coming out in the future. But for the first time in the show's 54-year history, it was online only this past week. They called it an all-digital CES. Hey, it was still cool to see these innovative products in action, of course, but a little weird attending the show from my home office, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, much of today's show will be about CES, with a few standouts from some top industry experts, and I'll share some of my picks, too, on what I was impressed with. And we'll start the show with a fun look back at the best and worst tech of 2020. Before we look ahead, we'll look back, including a couple of tech turkeys that I'll call out. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's officially start the show. While most of the interviews during this week's show is geared to the future, looking forward to what we can expect in 2021 when it comes to cool technology and apps and all that, I did want to take a couple of minutes to look back on 2020. It wasn't all horrible, believe it or not. So I thought I'd look at some of the tech highlights, if you will, as well as a few tech turkeys, some of the worst of the year when it comes to tech. But let's start off with what was good in 2020. I would argue the most significant piece of technology would be Zoom. Zooming became actually a verb, but the product Zoom, while not new, became a household name because of the pandemic. It was a way to keep in touch with those who matter in a very simple way. They did have a few privacy and security challenges off the top. If you remember, Zoom bombing was a thing, but to the company's credit, they quickly turned things around and beefed up their security without making it cumbersome to get going. So video calling, and specifically Zoom, really was a standout for me in 2020, and I'm sure for many of you as well. Again, it became a verb. Like, even if you were going to use Skype or Google Duo or Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or FaceTime, we would say, hey, I'll Zoom you later, or let's have a Zoom call tomorrow. So both personally and professionally, I think Zoom was the standout tech of 2020, in my opinion, because it helped us stay connected. It helped us stay productive, despite the fact that many of us were isolating at home, quarantining, and even with school, right? Even with classes, even though there's other platforms, Zoom Zoom was also a way that kids could stay educated and a way for teachers to connect with students as well. So Zoom was probably my best tech of 2020. Other than that, I would argue smart home tech. Again, as a byproduct of the pandemic, we spent a lot more time at home, and smart home tech is both affordable and easy to use and adds convenience and maybe some money saving as well to your, you know, monthly utility bills and so on. So I think smart home tech was also a highlight in 2020. Everything from video doorbells, so you can keep an eye on your packages. We were online shopping a lot more last year, let's face it. So things like the Ring video doorbell or the Nest Cam, as well as indoor cameras, giving you peace of mind, pet cams and all that, even though we were mostly at home with our pets. Other technologies like Wi-Fi thermostats that could help regulate your temperature and save you money on your bills. Those were very popular last year. Smart lighting, which is also very convenient, and smart speakers tied to all of this. So just using your voice, the most natural interface, if you will, to use your voice in order to turn off or turn on the lights, set timers and schedules and all that. And again, you can get smart speakers for as low as $25 to $30 for the Google Nest Mini or the Amazon Echo Dot. So not breaking the bank. And also, as we talked about during this show, cleanliness and like sanitization and all that was very top of mind. So hands-free smart speakers were also great. We also streamed a lot of content. So the third biggest piece of tech, I think, in 2020 were these streaming services, everything from Netflix to Amazon Prime Video to Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus and Crave. So those are sort of the big ones. These are streaming services that offer a ton of content, TV shows and movies, and with platforms like Roku, even more than that, news and sports and documentaries and all that. But definitely streaming services, that was a highlight in 2020. We were cooped up at home and we wanted to stay entertained for sure. And then the fourth and final sort of best of 2020 tech would be video games like Among Us, which is free on phones and tablets and as low as $5 for computers. But Among Us became this mainstream hit. It actually debuted in 2018, this little cartoon sort of detective game, but it really blew up in 2020 as a way to stay connected and entertained with your friends who might not be in the same room with you. So Among Us is a really fun game if you haven't played it, where the main map is you're on a spaceship, and it's usually like 3 to 10 players, and you're tasked with doing these different little puzzles and challenges on the spaceship, right? So you're connecting wires and matching lights and things like that. So you're running around this cute little cartoon character that you can customize and do these little tasks, but on board is an imposter, and they are meant to sabotage your work and kill. They can kill crewmates, and you have to deduce with the rest of the crewmates who the imposter or imposters were. So it's really a fun game. You don't need to be a hardcore gamer to play. Even my daughter Maya, who doesn't play video games like my sons do, but was all over Among Us and had so much fun playing with her girlfriends and others over the internet. So I really like that game, and it wasn't just kids, but also kids at heart. Folks like my age were playing Among Us as well. So really fun. So those are some of the tech highlights of 2020. Zoom, smart home tech, games like Among Us, and streaming video services. Let's now get to the tech turkeys. Speaking of video streaming services, they weren't all successes. In fact, one big one debuted, making a huge splash, but petered out pretty quickly and went bankrupt at the end of the year. I'm talking about Quibi. That's Q-U-I-B-I. It was started by former Disney exec Jeffrey Katzenberg, who you might also know from DreamWorks, as well as former eBay CEO Meg Whitman. So two billionaires raised also that kind of money to launch Quibi, which is a short-form video service and mobile-centric. So you're supposed to watch on your phone, vertically aligned and all that. But they were you to pay as much as $8 a month for these videos that really weren't that great. I mean, a lot of the shows, a lot of people didn't like the content, or it could be found elsewhere in some cases. Not to mention YouTube has billions of videos, and a lot of it is free. So it was hard to justify paying $8 a month for the ad-free version, or $5 a month, or $60 a year for the regular version. So that fizzled out pretty quickly. So that was a lot of hype, not great content, and then ultimately, they went bankrupt, so I hope nobody lost any money there. So that was a tech turkey of 2020. Also, Facebook and other social platforms. You know, I do use Facebook, full transparency, and I like social media, of course, both personally and professionally, but it was a year of misinformation, right? On social platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to a lesser extent, but tied to COVID or politics. Yet, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook initially said he doesn't think Facebook should be the quote quote-unquote arbiter of truth on that platform, which I would strongly disagree with. They have a responsibility for disseminating falsehoods. But by the end of the year, they did an about-face and they put warning labels on 180 plus million misinformed posts, and even going so far in 2021 to ban the president of the United States, which was unprecedented. But politics aside, I think when it comes to facts, they did the right thing here. They definitely had a rough year when many of us relied on social media for news and information and keeping in touch. So I was disappointed with Facebook and Twitter, even though Twitter seemed to get it a little bit faster than Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, you know, they also own Instagram, right? And WhatsApp. And they tried to copy Snapchat's stories in 2020 with something called Reels, Instagram Reels, which was a bit of a dud as well. And then finally, the last tech turkey of 2020 would be scammers and robocalls. I mean, we were inundated with phony texts and emails and even phone calls promising this and that, trying to scam us, steal our personal information. We would even get social media posts from imposters that look like it's from your friends, but they're not. So it was just a year where the bad guys out there in cyberspace, and there are many, tried to take advantage of things like COVID, offering free masks and hand sanitizer or getting in line early for vaccines, anything to dupe you. And they targeted seniors and others who may not be as tech savvy. And that was very frustrating for me to see. And I heard from my readers every day about these scams, with many people falling for them. So another downside to 2020. Anyhow, hope you enjoyed that quick look back at the best and worst tech of 2020. But let's hope 2021 has more positives than negatives across the board, not just in tech. So stay tuned to this show, as I'll always bring you the latest and greatest. In fact, a lot of today's show includes some of the 2021 tech you can look forward to, and then with some other products that debuted this past week at the Consumer Electronics Show. They're a few years away, like Samsung's robot and LG's transparent TV and Cadillac's flying taxi. Those, of course, are not coming out anytime soon, but we will chat this hour with Mario Armstrong and Carly Knobloch, a couple of tech experts, on their picks from the show. I'll share some of mine as well, and I'd love to hear from you. If you're on social media, hit me up. I'm at Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Tell me what you are most excited about or what tech you can't live without in 2021. Because many of us are still on lockdown, I would assume it's a computer, so you can work from home or school from home and also watch videos and all that. It's a very versatile device, of course. And that brings me to my sponsor, Asus. Thank you for your support on Tech It Out in 2020 and now going into 2021. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops and desktops. They make some fantastic computers with several different lines. They have ZenBooks, they have VivoBooks, Chromebooks, and ExpertBooks for the business class. That's at asus.com/US/radio for more info on their computers, as well as other devices like smartphones, smartwatches, tablets, and more. Again, asus.com/US/radio. Asus, for those in search of incredible. We'll be back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Tens of thousands of people in the consumer electronics space would normally be heading to Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show last week, or the CES. But because of COVID, this year's show was held online only, an all-digital CES. But technology has not stood still, as you'll soon hear with tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch, who's joining us to look at some of the tech making a buzz for 2021 and beyond. Hey, Carly, good to chat with you.
Hey, Mark, it's always great to talk to you. Yeah, it's so weird not to be in Vegas. I never thought I'd say that I missed Las Vegas, but it's all virtual CES this year, but I partnered with some great brands that are making news, so I'm excited to share them with you.
Yeah, first time in 54 years that the show is not taking place in Las Vegas, so a little strange, but nonetheless, there's some really cool tech, and I know you're going to share some with us right now, so why don't we just jump right into it. What is new in the smart home category? We're spending a lot more time at home, so no doubt this is a popular category.
Absolutely, and I've got two products for you. First, a total multitasker for your kitchen, which is super exciting. It's the LG InstaView range with air sous vide. Okay, lots of features to talk about here. Number one, if you don't know what sous vide is, it's taking the cooking world by storm. It's a cooking technique that basically ensures you have consistent temperature so that your meat and your fish are always juicy, they're never overcooked. But instead of placing a vacuum-sealed bag in water, which is a whole thing that can be a little bit cumbersome, this LG range lets you just place the vacuum-sealed bag on the oven rack. So it's, you know, much, much easier. And then air fry is also built in, so you can make healthy versions of things like wings or french fries. And then another really cool feature is the InstaView window. It's that great thing that they have also in their refrigerator. But in this case, it lets you check on dinner without opening the oven door, which is great, so you can maintain the oven temperature and not have it dip. And then you just give the little oven door a knock, two knocks, and then it lights up so you can see what's inside. So that's the first thing. And then the another great product for smart home, the MyQ Pet Portal. This won a CES Best of Innovation Award this year. It's definitely a smart home upgrade for both dogs and their owners. It's an entirely new door. It's an exterior door. You replace your door with this one that has a hidden smart panel built inside, and then you can open that smart panel from an app on your phone so that your dog's potty and playtime don't have to be on hold while you're away. And it's got two built-in cameras, one on either side of the door, so you can see your dog on either side, and two-way audio so you can communicate, keeping an eye on your dog at all times and being able to talk to him and get him to go out and come back in.
All right, so that's MyQ for pets. And then prior to that, we heard about some LG kitchen tech. What about the computer space? We've been obviously working and schooling from home for the better part of a year. So what's new there?
Totally. So laptop devices, you know, every year are getting thinner, they're getting lighter, they're getting more secure. This year, the big buzzword is 5G. So first from Lenovo, we've got the ThinkPad X1 Titanium Yoga. It's the thinnest ThinkPad yet. It's got a gorgeous, lightweight titanium design. It's a convertible laptop with multiple use modes, so you can use it as a laptop, you can use it as a tablet, as a tent. It's also built on the Intel Evo platform, so there's lots of power and speed in this little package. Plus, it's got great features like optional 5G or LTE connectivity and a magnetic pen that can be easily accessed for note-taking. This PC is basically perfect to slip in your bag, use at home, anywhere where you're working these days, it's good to go. And then we have the Lenovo Flex 5G, which is the world's first 5G PC. And because of the Qualcomm Snapdragon compute platform that's built inside, you've got the performance and connectivity of 5G, which is up to 10 times faster than 4G, more secure than public Wi-Fi, and more efficient than a mobile hotspot. Plus, it's thin, it's light, it's fanless, too, so it's silent and cool to the touch when in use, and I can attest to that because it's been running all day, and I cannot hear it at all, which is lovely. And then, plus, you can get a multi-day battery life from a single charge on this guy, so you never have to search for an outlet, or it's very rare that you would need to. And it's, you know, it has basically clocked in at more than 24 hours of video playback. So you really get a multi-day charge on a single charge with this one.
All right. Awesome. So that's Lenovo and the Qualcomm 5G as well, which we no doubt will start seeing more and more embedded in laptops in the near future. And just before we wrap up, Carly, does it look like innovation has gotten stronger or maybe weaker during the pandemic?
Well, I think, you know, invention is the mother of necessity, right? And so I think as all of our lives have changed so drastically, technology companies are going to naturally want to step in and try to solve problems for us. So I think in spite of the limitations of the pandemic, or maybe because of the pandemic, people are always going to find a way to innovate. But, you know, you and I both know that a lot of these, you know, all of these products have been in development for so many years. And so in some ways, you know, they're chugging along on a schedule that was dictated, you know, many, many, many months ago. And so you're going to see a lot of exciting announcements, whether it's virtual or not.
Right. But that being said, I have noticed a lot of touchless tech this year, which is really neat at CES. So no doubt because of the pandemic, everything from, you know, UVC phone sanitization solutions to hands-free faucets. Is there a website, Carly, that you recommend to read up on some of these products you've chatted about and maybe even see them in action?
Yeah, good points, all of those too. And yes, absolutely. For information on all of these great products, you can go to bestofces.com.
All right, bestofces.com. Carly Knobloch, always great chatting with you.
You too. Have a great show.
Thanks. Why just have one tech expert on Tech It Out when you can have two? So coming up after this short break, we're going to catch up with Mario Armstrong. It's actually a two-part interview. We'll chat with him a couple of times this hour about his top picks from last week's Consumer Electronics Show, held virtually for the first time in 54 years. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $8.99, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by Asus.
for those in search of incredible. The company had a very successful consumer electronics show last week with several products unveiled, a lot of award nods, several articles written about their products. So I'll get to that this hour and next week as well. But great stuff from Asus you can expect in 2021 and beyond. This year, CES 2021 looks a lot different because of the pandemic. The show isn't taking place in Las Vegas. Instead, it's all digital. But technology companies are still innovating during this pandemic. And digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong is with us for a sneak peek of what's to come. Hey, Mario, how's it going?
It's going great, Mark. Good to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you. And yeah, man, CES is a little bit different for sure.
Yeah.
I partnered up with some few brands and really kind of like, I guess you could say, searched the virtual floors to see some exciting things that are happening. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, as like you, it's a bit odd being online only. I'm usually standing beside you with, you know, you've got your TV crew
right.
And I've got my TV crew. And
exactly.
We usually chat off camera. Yeah, the show must go on, as they say, even virtually. So there's still, you know, 1,800 plus exhibitors, but just strange that for the first time in 54 years, we're not in Las Vegas to celebrate the upcoming technology, but still some impressive debuts nonetheless. And I know you're going to walk us through some of your faves so far. Why don't we start with what's new in home entertainment?
Yeah, and you know, TVs are always going to be, you know, forever and a day, always big news at CES. Like, that will never go away. And so this year, you know, I've been really impressed with the new LG 2021, their OLED TV lineup. They've announced some incredible TVs. The one that I want to talk about is the G1 TV. Now, this one has incredible picture and sound quality. It's got really this immersive viewing and entertainment experience, and it's part of their art-inspired gallery series. And so the G1 features the upgraded OLED Evo display, which essentially is going to give it a brighter picture. It also features, and this is really key, the Alpha 9 Gen 4 AI processor with advanced technology. That not only helps it create outstanding picture quality, but guess this, it also makes the sound more immersive because it can automatically adjust in real time for the best sound for the content that's on the screen. So depending on what you're watching, the processor is smart enough to be like, oh, this is going to be give you a better sound experience for this.
Sure.
And the refresh rate is really, really fast on it. So it's going to make it perfect for sports fans or any of the fast action movies or next gen gamers. Any of that type of stuff is going to look great. No lag. And it's really thin. And they have the LG's wall mountable design, which helps you really sit it perfectly flat up against the wall, so which is really nice. It looks beautiful in the home.
All right. So that's the next gen LG OLED televisions, organic light emitting diode-based TVs, really stunning pictures. What about going from a big screen to a smaller one? What do you see in the laptop category that's exciting you?
Yeah, and I don't know about you, man, but I know that we get hit with a lot of questions often, and I'm always asked about what's the right laptop, especially when COVID really hit and people are working from home, kids are from home. And so laptops have always been a big category at CES, and this year I found the Lenovo ThinkPad X12 Detachable. It's one of the most impressive laptop announcements I've seen thus far. This is the Lenovo ThinkPad X12, and to me, it's because it combines, like, you know, when you have, like, this two-in-one kind of compatibility, you get this high-performance laptop with the ThinkPad, which is a great name, strong brand, great product. But then you also get the flexibility of a 12.3-inch detachable tablet, which gives you the flexibility to use it in so many different ways for productivity's sake or for a better viewing experience or entertainment. And one of the things I do love about this is that the screen is protected by Corning's Gorilla Glass, which is great, so you don't have to worry about it getting destroyed. Also, it has a backlit display on the keyboard, and you can use their optional Lenovo Precision Pen or the digital pen directly on the display. So if you like to draw, or if you have apps that really want you to do that, or it's best for you to use that or to take notes, you can do that easily on this.
All right. So we also had Carly Knobloch on the show today, and she was chatting about the Lenovo X1 Titanium Yoga laptop. So that is a convertible.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the screen bends back on a 360-degree hinge. So it's also a two-in-one or convertible. But you're sharing with us a detachable, which is another way of handling that two-in-one. So it's a laptop when you want it and a tablet at other times when you want to use your fingertip to flick through some movies or photos or games or ebooks. So pretty cool stuff there. What about smart home tech? We are spending a lot more time indoors these days. What's new there?
Yeah, and more devices are enabling us to be able to talk to them via voice. But one that's kind of caught me off guard, quite frankly, is my kitchen faucet being able to be one of those things that I can now control by voice. So Moen, M-O-E-N, they're leading the way at CES with smart water products and their new Moen app as well. Now, they've been featuring, and actually this received a CES 2021 Innovations Award Best of Innovation honoree, and that's for their product called the U by Moen Smart Faucet. It's the only kitchen faucet that's on the commercial market with voice and hands-free activation. And the cool thing about it is it doesn't matter what the handle position is in. You can still use your voice no matter what. You can simply just ask Amazon or Google Assistant to remotely start and stop water flow. You can even do things, Mark, like personalized presets. Like, say you have a baby and you know what the temperature and how much water you want for your baby bottle. You can say baby bottle or things like coffee maker, and it will do the exact fractional measurement and the temperature. You could even say, hey, I would like to have a half a cup of 90-degree water, and it can do that. So it really is smart. It's called the U by Moen Smart Faucet. It's got many fixture styles that fit into, you know, the decor of your kitchen, and it's easy to install. I've had a Moen faucet for a couple of years now. I have the hands-free one, which is the one where you can wave your hand over the sensor, and it's worked like a gem, and I'm really excited about what they've done now with voice.
I actually have this model, the U by Moen smart kitchen faucet.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So you can't use it. Well, it has that sensor that you're talking about where you wave it over the top like you would in a, you know, a public restroom. You can use your voice if you have a smart speaker, or you can use the handle, but that's like so 20th century, or you can use an app, like you said, and have a preset. If you know your water bottle takes, I don't know, 8 fluid ounces or whatever, you know, whatever it is, you could just say it and it'll, or touch it on the app and it'll give you the exact amount of water at the desired temperature. It's super cool. So that's the U by Moen smart kitchen faucet. And that app, by the way, the Moen app can also be used to manage other smart home tech from Moen, like the Flow by Moen smart water shutoff valve, which you may have in your home to protect, say, from frozen pipes. Someone left the faucet on in the bathroom.
Yep.
It'll automatically warn you on an app, and you can even have it turn itself off, which is pretty cool. So we're going to continue chatting with you, Mario, after this short break. But in the meantime, where can we go for more info on this?
Yeah, if people want to hit me up during this, look, I'm at Mario Armstrong on all things social, or on Instagram is the easiest. But also our website's got a lot of details there. So go to bestofces.com.
Okay. And we will be back with more Mario Armstrong after this short break. Or you can say hi on social media. Let me know what you think of the show, any products or companies you want me to highlight going forward. I'm all ears. Twitter is probably the best way to reach me. I'm at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C _ SALTZMAN. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-924-9607.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-924-9607. That's 800-924-9607.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're chatting with digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong about some of his favorite items from the Consumer Electronics Show, which took place online this past week instead of in Vegas because of the pandemic. But hey, there's still some cool tech that has debuted, right, Mario?
It sure has. And, you know, I know we just talked about one laptop, but laptops are always happening at the show. Mm-hmm. So I got another one for you, too.
Sure.
This one is the HP NV14. And, you know, it's a personal creative studio, in my opinion, because it gives you the freedom to create. It's really designed well with the multi-touch display. The display, by the way, on this mark really blows me away. Obviously, you can get connected from anywhere with this device. One of the things that I really like about the display, too, is that it has an 11% greater viewing area than a traditional laptop. But check this out. You know how we're doing so many video calls these days?
Oh, yeah.
Due to COVID, right? There's a couple of things I like about it. Number one, it has HP enhanced lighting. Basically, it optimizes your display and your image for video calls. So I really like that. Number two, My sister always is complaining about this. Like, I want a webcam where I can have a physical shutter. I don't want to put a piece of tape mm-hmm. over top of my webcam. And so this actually has a physical shutter for the webcam, which is really nice. It also has a dedicated mute button right on the keyboard. So if you got anything that's going on or, you know, you just want to make sure that you really are on mute, you can hit that. And then it has AI noise removal to help all those mute those background noises during video calls. So maybe the baby's crying or the dog is barking, and this will help. So I really think it's like a great system for, you know, where we are in terms of virtual, and that's not going to change. We're going to continue to be virtual, obviously.
Oh, for sure. And even if things start slowly going back to some sort of normalcy, I think it's going to be very hybrid. Like, you know, we're going to spend some time maybe at the office, but a lot at home and on the go, coffee shops. So the HP NV14, I know that some other HP laptops that debuted this past week, including one that I talked about on this week's show, also had that privacy shutter, which I like, an actual physical shutter for that extra peace of mind to, you know, to ensure that that laptop camera is not enabled when you don't want it to be. And similarly, you talked about the mute button for audio. I like that. Before the break, Mario, we also talked about smart home tech, another big trend likely due to the pandemic. We're spending a lot more time indoors. I understand you've got something new from Toto that made its debut this week at CES. You've got bathroom tech?
I do. And, you know, what's really great about this is that it really is, you know, when COVID hit, it really kind of, you had the shortages of toilet paper and all that stuff was all going down. But honestly, it really made us all, it made me and my family rethink, like, going to the bathroom, quite honestly. It was like because of the toilet paper. And I'm like, you know, I reflected back on some of the speaking engagements that I would do, like, overseas and, like, seeing, like, bidet toilets. And so Toto has announced two bidet products, basically. They have the Bidet Seat Washlet C5, which uses pure clean water to make you more clean and more refreshed. I love the heated seat. It's got different temperature settings, comes with a wireless remote. And then they also announced the second one, which is an integrated bidet toilet and with the washlet. It's called the Aquia 4 Cube Washlet Plus C5, which is the toilet, mm-hmm. bidet toilet with the bowl cleaning technologies that provide what they call clean synergy. And that basically means they also give it a pre-mist spray that goes around it. Basically going from wiping to washing, Mark, is what we're talking about here.
And now you don't have to hoard the toilet paper because you don't need as much with these high-tech bidets. Are they coming out soon or are they already available?
You know, that's a great question. They're coming out at the end of January, so soon, like very soon, and it's going to be starting right around $1,500.
Okay. So a premium bidet with some high tech to it. Nothing surprises me anymore about the Consumer Electronics Show. We see it all, even virtually, as is the case with this year.
Right.
And then finally, what are some other trends that you're seeing out of this year's show? I mean, we touched on laptops. We're spending a lot more time on computers for obvious reasons. We're watching more TV. And we are spending more time at home. Those are some of the trends that I've noticed. Any others on your end?
Yeah, you know, I was looking for something that was a little bit different. And I know it's like, you know, the COVID theme might be a little bit tiresome for some people. But honestly, you know, we have to remain safe and be diligent as much as we can. So I was kind of looking at the health and wellness category because I know that's a big area at CES. And I found the Brondell Pro sanitizing air purifier with AG Plus technology, because I was looking for an air filter. My son and I are really big into understanding the droplets and aerosol and all this stuff. And so we were looking for something that really not only captures the virus but eliminates it. And this one eliminates 99.9% of the COVID-19 virus within 15 minutes. They've done independent tests on this. And it's really, I think, perfect for families, but also I think for small businesses that are trying to remain open, keep their workers safe, keep the space safe. Maybe they don't have the greatest of airway or can open up windows to let fresh air in. So the way this works is that it actually, unlike other purifiers, the Brondell Pro has been independently tested with live aerosolized COVID-19 virus and has been proven to eliminate it. And what makes it different is that it disinfects the air, it breaks down the viruses, and then eliminates them on the filters to prevent secondary infection. And this is important because if you have a filter in your house and maybe you move it to another room, it didn't eliminate it on the filter. It may have just captured it on the filter, so it's holding the virus, but it doesn't eliminate it. So I like that this takes that extra step of safety.
All right. So that's from Brondell, including the Pro model.
Yes.
MarioArmstrong.com has more from Super Mario as well as bestofces.com. So you can see these products in action, right?
Yeah,
and you can, and there's some video there, right? So we can actually see
with these
laptops and devices. Okay, awesome. Not that I want to see you use the bidet, but everything else is great. I couldn't resist, my friend. Good to chat with you. Hey, I hope that next year, if not before the next CES, I get to see you in person. But enjoy our catch-up this year, virtually at least. All the best.
You too, my friend. It'd be good to see you, man.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
So I thought I'd spend a couple of minutes on some highlights for me from the Consumer Electronics Show. I've written about a lot of them for USA Today, but here are a couple of thoughts. I wanted to focus more on the practical side of tech, things that are coming sooner than later, things that can really help you out in life, whether it's for work or play or for health and safety and cleanliness, which we're going to get to because that's all very top of mind these days. As you can imagine, this year, there was a lot of COVID-related tech. There was a mask that had a built-in microphone and speakers to help people around you hear you better, to get rid of that muffled sound. There's a little sort of silver dollar size wearable sticky thing. It was disposable, but it can detect COVID-19 symptoms and alert you to an app. There was also this product called Clean Phone by a company called Glistener. We're going to actually interview them next weekend on this program. But you drop your smartphone in on the top, and then it sanitizes it in 20 seconds using ultraviolet light, or UVC. In 20 seconds, it will zap 99.99% of viruses and bacteria from the surface of your phone, both front and back, and even if it has a case on it, and then slowly eject it back out to the top. Very cool. It's designed more for businesses, this particular model. I can see, you know, in the hospitality space, for example, patrons coming in and dropping in their phone and having an instant clean, which is great, because as you likely know, your smartphone is very dirty, dirtier than a toilet seat, in fact. And speaking of hygiene, the latest Philips Sonicare electric toothbrush won a 2021 CES Innovation Awards honoree nod. It's called the Sonicare 9900, or the Prestige model, which is coming this spring. It's the first Philips toothbrush that can automatically adapt to your brushing in real time. So, for example, it can lower the intensity of the toothbrush if you're applying too much pressure. That's pretty wild. It's called Sense IQ technology. It's also the first brush with an all-in-one brush head. So I use Philips Sonicare, and you have to change the brush heads depending on the kind of brushing you want. Like there's a teeth whitening head and a plaque removal one and a gum care head. So now it's all-in-one. So that's pretty convenient. And finally, it works with the Sonicare app powered by artificial intelligence to show you where you're brushing and where you're not. If you happen to have your phone or tablet open while you're brushing, it'll show you in real time the parts of your mouth that you're brushing, because there are sensors in the toothbrush that are analyzing this information and then wirelessly communicating it back to the phone, and it'll show you if you're missing a spot, that kind of thing. But now, going forward, even if your phone isn't nearby, all that information is retained in the brush head, and then we'll synchronize with the app later on, so that's really wild. So that's called the Sonicare 9900 Prestige, coming soon. And finally, GM's CEO Mary Barra kicked off the show with a keynote about GM's electrified future. They're committing to something like 30 different models that will be electrified by the year 2025, cars and trucks and SUVs across the lineup. But they also want to help other industries, including the delivery and logistics space. So they had a big announcement called BrightDrop, and this is designed to help get parcels to your door faster, quieter, and to be better on the environment. So BrightDrop, if you will, is an ecosystem of products, an integrated ecosystem of vehicles and software and services, beginning with the warehouse all the way to the last mile, as they say, getting it to your front doorstep. It's starting this spring with the EP1. It's an electric pallet that could help bring packages from, say, a truck at the end of your neighborhood to your doorstep. And then later in 2021, the EV600 is an electric vehicle that can go longer, so it has a further range that can help get products to your door. Again, this is all part of their BrightDrop ecosystem. And their first partner is FedEx Express, which is exciting. But hey, we are relying so much on e-commerce, on online shopping. So this is meant to be better for us, better for the workers, keeping them safer, better for the environment. So again, BrightDrop was a big announcement from GM. So as you can see, no shortage of cool tech this week at the 2021 All Digital Consumer Electronics Show. And I will share a few more next week as well, including a Samsung robot that can pick up your dirty laundry off the floor. It could load your dishwasher for you and even pour a glass of wine for you with precision and then roll it over to you somewhere else in the home. Maybe you're reading a book by a fireplace. Boy, I love painting that picture. But imagine a robot bringing you a glass of wine. So this is something called Samsung's Bot Handy that debuted this past week, at least on video. I mean, look, it's a prototype or a conceptual video, but hopefully one day. So that kind of stuff we'll get to next week as well. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into Tech It Out this hour. I hope you've enjoyed it, whether you're listening to it on your local radio station or in podcast form. And if you do like the show, feel free to tell your friends about it, family members, colleagues. You can leave a review at your favorite podcast platform. That is good feedback for me. And again, you can reach out either privately or publicly, say on social media. Privately, I'm at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or you can find me on social media on platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on Tech It Out. For those in search of incredible, check out asus.com/US/radio for more. All the best, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Alan Dershowitz calling out the 117th Congress for violating several laws with Wednesday's impeachment vote.
They violated the First Amendment. They violated the impeachment clauses of the Constitution. They violated the 25th Amendment. They violated the Bill of Attainder clause of the Constitution. They broke the record. No Congress in history has ever been more above the law than this Congress.
The Harvard law professor adds that CNN and NBC won't have him on the air and refuse to hear both sides of the issue. Chain-link fencing surrounding state capitals and police and National Guard troops on patrol are in standby mode in advance of possible violence leading up to the inauguration Wednesday. The FBI warning of potential violence at all state capitals on Sunday. And federal prisons across the U.S. have been placed on lockdown as officials aim to quell any potential violence that could arise in the run-up to the ceremonies. Officials say the lockdown's precautionary. There's no specific information of threats that led to it. President-elect Biden says science will always be at the forefront of his administration, so he's elevating the post of science advisor to cabinet level.
Eric Lander, a pioneer in mapping the human genome, is in line to direct the Office of Science and Technology Policy and serve as science advisor. Biden's also retaining Dr. Frances Collins as director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's naming two prominent female scientists to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology: Caltech's Frances Arnold, who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and MIT Vice President for Research Maria Zuber. Biden says the team will ensure everything his administration does is grounded in science, facts, and the truth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And don't forget, you can always check out more news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A new study finds older American adults are showing resilience despite struggles with isolation during the pandemic.
That's the word from the National Social Life, Health, and Aging Project. It's all part of a longer-term study designed to track the physical and emotional well-being of a group of older Americans over time. Only 9% of older adults reported having fair or poor overall mental health during the pandemic. Nevertheless, the study did find that general happiness has declined, and an increasing number report occasional feelings of depression or isolation. Jason Walker reporting.
ABC's This Week is going to have Kate Bedingfield on tomorrow. She's the incoming White House Communications Director. NBC's Meet the Press will welcome Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, while CBS's Face the Nation has Dr. Rochelle Walensky, President-elect Joe Biden's pick to lead the Centers for Disease Control. Townhall.com. Ted Cruz will attend President-elect Biden's inauguration next week.
Cruz, a Harvard law grad, offered to argue a now-failed lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suing battleground states Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin to challenge their 2020 presidential election results. He also led the charge contesting the Electoral College results during Congress's joint session last week. But the Texas Republican will be in attendance Wednesday. President Trump said last week he will not attend the inauguration. Patrick Frost reporting.
Joe Biden filling out his State Department team with a group of former career diplomats and veterans of the Obama administration. Biden nominating Wendy Sherman as Deputy Secretary of State and Victoria Nuland as Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Those are the second and third highest ranking posts in the department. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner's announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites and a new ciabatta bear burger. Easily grab the Rookie of the Year honor. Early stats guarantee that this hefty 10-ounce burger will have a long-standing position on the team. Loaded with what you'd expect, this one's built on a toasted ciabatta roll. It's versatile, too, with a cheese and bacon upgrade for a championship lunch. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose this player for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitted.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your French bulldog acting ferocious? Does your rescued calico have you confused? Are your beagles behaving a bit bizarre? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment and consider your pets part of the family and want to really, really understand how they think and why they behave the way they do, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello everybody, I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, and I mean we are ever-growing, if you want to find out why your dog is humping, chewing, not housebroken, chases other dogs, you can't walk them, or if you want to find out why your cat stopped using the litter box, hates the new cat that came into the house, or your cat scratched your favorite chair or kept you up at night, it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And if you're a new listener to The Pet Show or even a regular listener, listen to me carefully here. Every single person that calls into The Pet Show today and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be an absolutely incredible gift for their dog or cat. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, as I said, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Or if you just want to share a story, if you've recently adopted a dog, rescued a cat, or you're fostering a dog or fostering a cat, give me a call. Sometimes your information inspires someone else to make that same decision that you made. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I know it's difficult to get through to The Pet Show. Now's a great time to give me a call at the beginning. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, by now, you guys know I never get through all my topics because your phone calls, your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But if we have time, here are some of the stories I'd like to share with you. But again, in the meantime, your calls are most important. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Here's what I'm going to be talking about on today's show. You know, with so many of my listeners adopting, fostering dogs and cats during the pandemic, it's very, very important to make sure you prevent the dog or cat from being over-attached. I know that sounds a little crazy. What do you mean over-attached, Warren? Over-attachment in your pet coming up can be very, very serious. We're going to talk about that. Also, is it a lick or is it a kiss? That is the question. So why did your dog lick you? Is it really a kiss, or does it mean something entirely different? Also coming up on today's show, have you found yourself yelling at your dog or cat? Knock it off. Shut up. No, what are you doing? Shouting or otherwise using a tone of voice designed to threaten or frighten your pet is a form of negative reinforcement and highly ineffective. I'll explain coming up a little bit later as well. Also, something no one wants to talk about, but we're going to share it today. Listen, we know everyone out there knows someone who's suffering from Corona-19. This pandemic has been absolutely amazing, incredible, and really difficult to deal with. However, I get these calls all the time. A person living by themselves, do you have plans for your dog or cat if you became ill with COVID-19? What would happen to your dog or cat? Do you have someone in the family that's going to take care of them? Do they know what type of medication he's on, what type of food he eats, your vet, all that information? We're going to share all that information coming up with you a little bit later because it's really critical, planning for your pet's care in the case you come down with COVID-19. And by the way, if someone had COVID-19 and had to do this, give me a call, let me know as well, and I'll send you guys a super gift. So plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of incredible stuff to give away as well. So if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating way too much, surfing the counters, your dog hates other dogs and some people,
some people, suffers with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just finally realize that your dogs and cats may be a little bit brighter than you. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And if you answer my question, I'll send you a great gift as well. This is the question of the day. Interesting. It came from Psychology Today, by the way. Do dogs wag their tails when no one is around? It's kind of like when a tree falls in the forest. Does anyone hear it? Does a dog wag their tail when no one is around? Give me a call. Let me know. Send you a great gift at the same time. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Before I get to the phone lines here on the Pet Show, though, let me tell you what I'll be giving away on today's show. If you're new to the show, as I said, many of the items are $25, $35, $40 and more, thanks to my incredible sponsors. On today's show, I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, the brand new ones, just out a couple of weeks ago. They've been around for almost 40 years, but the brand new 4-in-1, you're going to be amazed at what a difference they make. Also coming up, I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. I'll be giving away Arthrosuit Gold for your pet's hips and joints. Those amazing T-shirts that say, "None of my friends walk upright." Mushroom Max. Copies of my best-selling behavior books, either How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and hemp seed oil as well. So everyone that calls in and gets through to me live on the air today, even if it's to answer the question whether they believe dogs wag their tails when no one is around, will get a great gift, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get to it. You know, it's incredible. The response you, my listeners, and people across the country have done in terms of fostering and adopting and rescuing dogs and cats due to this pandemic. The interesting part about it is I get so many emails this week and so many calls from people saying, "Warren, here's the deal. I am another foster failure." If you don't know what a foster failure is, it's someone who has all these incredibly great intentions. "Well, you know, I'll take the dog or cat into the home and I'll foster him a few weeks till we find another home for him." And a foster failure is like one of those people, like I've done many times, that just winds up keeping whatever they're fostering. And I love you guys for it. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I love exciting stuff to share with you guys today as well. How about I start out with a phone call and we go to Jerry in the great state of Oregon. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how's it going?
It cannot be going better, Jerry. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I just recently adopted two kittens, separate kittens from separate people about a month apart. And they both used the litter box in exchange with also peeing in whatever Amazon box that comes in the mail or our laundry baskets or whatever else they can. Like, what's the deal with the sometimes litter box and sometimes everything else?
How long have you had the kittens, Jerry?
Like 2 months, I'd say.
Okay, and where did you get them from?
I adopted one from a pet shop, I guess, and then one was just a friend of mine's cat had kittens.
Okay, so here's the deal. You have these two adorable kittens coming into Jerry's house in Oregon, right? Great kittens, they're beautiful, they're lovable, but you know what? They're not using the litter box consistently. Part of that is because when they come into a new environment, and that new environment is a pleasant environment, meaning there's food, there's attention, and there's love, what they start doing is they start urinating as a way of claiming territory. What I'm going to recommend that you do, first of all, is temporarily, I want you to have a minimum of 2 litter boxes down. So I don't know how many you have down now, but I want a minimum of 2 litter boxes. The next
I have 2 right now.
Okay, how far are they away from each other?
Oh, they're right next to each other.
No. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave those 2 there, go out, buy a 3rd litter box, put it about 10, 15 feet away.
Okay.
Number 2, what I want you to do is I want you to pick up a good stain and odor neutralizer, and I want you to clean up every area where the cats have gone. If you don't know where they've gone, it's easy enough to find. Just one of those black lights we all used in the 70s, and do it at night, and it'll show up any marks. Once you've cleaned up those areas, what I want you to do is I want you to spend more time
with the cats in the areas where they had the accidents. I want you to put some of their treats there, just a little bit of their dry kibble there, and they will start going right back to their litter box. In terms of the boxes from Amazon coming in, very consistent problem right now. The reason for that is because the boxes come with hundreds of different smells on it. When they come into your environment, the cat thinks he needs to claim them. So what I do with my Amazon packaging is I leave the boxes outside, I empty what's in them outside and bring them in the house to avoid that situation, Jerry.
Okay. And is it the same kind of situation with the laundry basket, too?
The laundry basket's dirty laundry. It has the scent of the family in it. They're going to want to go there. So, yeah, let's get the laundry basket off the floor for a while. Again, this is all temporary. What I'm going to do, you've had cats before, Jerry?
Well, yeah, I actually already have one cat and two dogs, so now we've got three cats and two dogs.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change your litter. I'm going to put down a new litter for you. I think it's going to make a big difference. So, Jerry, hold on. I'm going to put you on with the lovely Jane. Jane's going to get your name and address in Oregon, and I'm going to send you some Lucy Pets Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. It's an entirely different type of litter than you've been using, much healthier, much safer. You'll hear me do a commercial a little bit later on. Let's see if that doesn't make a difference. In the meantime, follow the advice I gave you. Put some treats in the area and spend more time with them there as well. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to the phones. Gladys, Charlie, Desiree, and Teresa will get right to you. Now, for quite a while now, about a year and a half, you've been hearing me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And you know, Lucy Pet Food is my choice for feeding my own rescue dogs, Molly and Willie. But Lucy Pet Food has also been the choice for literally hundreds of rescues, humane organizations all across the United States. In fact, it's been used by police departments, municipalities, all with the same incredible success. Not a day goes by that I don't hear people calling me or texting me saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food with that prebiotic formula. What a difference it's made. In fact, listen to one of my callers now.
Can I give a quick story about Lucy Pet Food?
Sure.
Okay, so I bought it because you said to buy it, and it says to blend it in with the food that you're feeding them.
Yeah.
So they can, like, you know, gradually, you know, get used to it. And my dog said, no way. They immediately started taking out the old food and leaving it all over the floor and only eating the Lucy Pet Food.
That's quite, what kind of dog is it?
Two Chihuahuas.
Those are smart dogs, I'm telling you right off the bat, because they're now getting the best food they can possibly get. You know, these are the phone calls and the texts and the emails I get every single day about Lucy Pet Formula for Life Pet Food, people thanking me for letting them know about it, what a difference it's made in their pet's well-being. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. And by the way, they manufacture their own food. It's not like they go somewhere else. They have their own plant right here in Southern California, which is incredible. Now, Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or check out their website as well. LucyPetFood.com. I'm telling you, you'll be sending the same emails to me once you have your dog or cats on Lucy Pet Food. You'll be amazed at the changes. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses have added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And 4 streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, cat's incredible litter, Lucy pet food, Arthur Suit Gold, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get one of these great gifts for their pets. You heard me say before, many worth $25, $35, $40 and more. Great time to call me if you just want to share a story or tell me about a rescue dog or cat you have. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me just give a shout out to everyone. Everyone who works hard to support their dog's extravagant lifestyle. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Gladys, Hot Spring, Arkansas. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Yes, I have a female Pomeranian. I've had her about 8 years, I suppose, and she eats her feces if I don't catch her going on her little pad. But if not only that, if she eats it, I mean, I know it, she'll throw it up later someplace else in the house.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. How many times a day do you feed your little Pomeranian?
2 times, once in the morning and once in the evening.
And is she a good weight, a healthy weight?
Yes, she's not overweight or anything. No.
And what type of food are you feeding her?
I make her food with brown rice and peas and carrots usually and chicken most of the time.
Okay, so here's the difference. You're putting all those fabulous homemade – can I move into your house, Gladys?
You're cooking well, I just don't trust the other foods.
No, I understand what you're saying, but by cooking all of those foods, remember – what happens is the foods that you're making are incredibly tasty to the dog, even when they come out the other side. So it's not unusual for a dog to be on a special diet like yours where they're eating stuff that's homemade by mom to start eating their feces. And basically it's called coprophagy. So there's a couple of things I'd like you to do. Why are you so afraid about dog foods?
Oh, probably about 7 years ago, they had warnings about some of the dog foods.
You're absolutely right. There was a warning out not that long ago about a bunch of dog foods that was just recalled. But I want you to understand. You have to understand where your food is coming from, just like the food you eat or the food I eat. I'm sure the chickens you buy or whatever, you check them out carefully to make sure they're good quality. So here's what I'd like you to do. Number one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a different type of food. It's the food I feed my own pets. It's pre-bought a formula. If I send it to you, will you call me back in a few weeks and let me know if the feces eating stopped?
And like I say, she eats, and then sometimes she throws up. And I give her Pepto-Bismol to keep her from throwing up.
Yeah, but I think she's eating it and throwing up because it's already digested food, but she's not absorbing. It's not digested thoroughly, and therefore she's eating it to make sure. You know what? I'm changing my mind. Here's what I'm going to do, Gladys. I'm putting you on hold. Let's put Gladys on hold. Let's send Gladys also some of my own. You know, let's send Gladys some hemp seed oil for calming. That'll help with digestion as well and absorption. So let's send her some of that. Gladys, give me a call back if it's not working for you in a couple of weeks. We'll go a little bit further. But it sounds to me like when you're cooking for your dog and not everyone knows exactly what they're doing, it's not absorbed properly, it's not thoroughly digested. So when they poop it out, it's a lot more enticing to them than we're eating regular healthy dog food. Plus the fact that you don't know all the ingredients and all the supplements your dogs need. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show. The big bags grow, clap for their wings, singing go, birds go. Rockin' Robin, sweet, sweet, rockin' Robin, sweet, sweet, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Mine. That was actually a question from the magazine Psychology Today. Do dogs, it's kind of like, does anyone hear a tree when it falls in the forest and no one's around? So that's the question of the day. I'd love to get some answers from you guys. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Lots of great stuff coming up. We're going to talk about whether or not your dog likes you and kisses you, or is it just that you taste good. But right now, let's go to my friend Teresa in Pennsylvania. Hey, Teresa, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, thank you. I guess first I'd like to answer the question. I do think dogs like their tails when nobody's around.
How would you know that, Teresa?
Well, I think it's like an unconscionable thing. Like when you are happy, like people accuse me, "Hey, why are you smiling?" And it's just something I didn't even know I was doing.
But so, you know, with cats sometimes, Teresa, cats very rarely meow when they're by themselves. They either meow when there's a person around, or maybe usually more so with people, with another cat. But anyway. You kind of hit the nail on the head. I believe that they do. And I prove my point. This was done by listen to me carefully, Therese. This was done by Psychology Today. They couldn't figure it out. There was the question. Do dogs wag their tails when no one's around? All they had to do was set up a video camera. Right?
Right.
Set up a video camera in a home. I mean, don't call me a genius. I'm talking about Psychology Today asked this question. Set up a video camera. When you set up a video camera, you will know. I honestly believe there's no doubt in my mind that if your dog is at home and the mailman's out front, he's going to wag his tail one reason or another. If it's squirrels in the backyard and no one's around, he's going to wag his tail as well. So I believe they do wag their tail when no one's around. I was talking to my engineer, Alan. We were talking about the fact that wagging a tail when they're sleeping. Also, they will wag their tail when they're sleeping and no one's around at that point either. So I think Psychology Today may be wrong, and I think pet guardians like you and me are right, Teresa. So what's your other question for me?
Well, I have a pet problem. I have three cats currently, one female and two males, okay? The two males don't get along. I have to keep them separated at all times at different floors. What happened when we first got the second male cat, it was a stray kitten, We brought him in, and the older one tolerated him to a certain point, and then when he couldn't take it anymore, we had to separate him. Then there was an incident. I won't blame anybody in the household, but it was my daughter, who locked them out from their litter box. And we were gone for over a night and a day, and we came back, and, of course, there was a mess. And the oldest one had attacked the younger one, bit him. We had to take it to the vet, get a shot for the infection. And ever since then, it's been impossible. They do not. They will. The older one will run and attack the other one.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, it's not an. Let me put it honestly. It's not an easy problem to resolve at this point because there's been a battle. However, it's still something that can be done. What I would recommend, you hear me talk about this every week. I talk about scent swapping. Cats deal with each other by the way they smell. So right now, when they visualize each other or smell each other, it starts their pheromones going, and they may become more aggressive. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is I want you to get the scent of the aggressive cat on a stuffed animal, get the scent of the non-aggressive cat on another stuffed animal, and let them live with the stuffed animal and the scent every single day for a few minutes, always ending on a positive note with a treat, a hug, a kiss, whatever. Then what I want you to do is, after a couple of weeks of that, is have one person holding one cat, another person holding the other cat on opposite ends of the room where they're not reacting to each other, can barely see each other, just for a minute or two. That's enough for that day. Little by little, the more time they spend with each other and there's no aggressive reaction, the quicker this problem will be resolved. Also, what I want you to do is make sure you inundate your home with things like bags, boxes, organic catnip. The more things that distract them from each other, the better off you are as well. Also, giving the aggressive cat a lot of high places to go to. Now, I got to be honest with you, because there was a battle, it's not going to happen overnight, but I've had as many as 28 cats at one time, many of them feral, a lot of bouts, but following the advice I just gave you, they may not become bosom buddies, but they will accept each other eventually, as long as you're consistent. So that's where I want you to be right now, Teresa. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put you on hold, or the lovely Jane will put you on hold, and I'm going to send you a copy of my cat book, the beautiful Osterberg, Pennsylvania, called How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I want you to read the chapter on first cat psychology. Even though it's not when they just met, we can go back and start from scratch. Again, as many cats as I've lived with and as many cats as I've trained over the years, the most important thing to remember is, even when you get to a point that they may not be best friends, at least they accept each other. Once they accept each other in your home, that's going to make life a whole lot easier for you. The other thing I'm also going to recommend that you do is, at this point, let's put down, I know it's going to sound crazy, I know you're going to think you're nuts, but listen to me. I want you to put down 3 litter boxes. Not 1, not 2, but 3 litter boxes. The rule of thumb is 1 litter box per cat and 1 communal litter box. That's what I'd like to see. Spread them out. See if that doesn't make a difference as well. If you find that both of them are using 1 litter box, that's a good sign also. So follow up with it. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks, Teresa. Let me know how you're doing. If we have to go a little bit further, I promise we will. Hey, great time to call me. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I got the Lucy Pet Food, Cats Incredible, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil. And right now, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to do a commercial for my own product. And I'm real excited to tell you, because this is brand new. So listen carefully, then right back to your phone calls. You know, this is really, really exciting news. Many of you have been listening to me for 37, 38 years. And you know, my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats have a 30-year record of keeping your dogs and cats happy and healthy. But guess what? About a year and a half ago, I rescued Molly and Willie, my adorable, lovable strays. And they inspired me. I looked in their eyes and they inspired me. And I said, you know, I can even make Hugs and Kisses better. So improved Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement. How do you do that? With a product that's been around for 30-some-odd years, here's how I did it. Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health, and we know how important that is. Hugs and Kisses is now also enriched with glucosamine, chondroitin, to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I also boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content. Listen carefully. I added vitamin C. I added zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin. Nothing better for improved skin health, less shedding, less dander, less dry skin, less fleas. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. No corn, no wheat, no soy, because that's what most pets are allergic to. My hugs and kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy, keep them happy with my own tasty hugs and kisses vitamin mineral supplement juice every day. Now, my hugs and kisses are available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. My hugs and kisses are available at Walmart.com, Wish.com, or my website, ThePetShow.com, or you can call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Keep your dogs and your cats healthy by ordering hugs and kisses today, available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word hugs. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yes, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
No smelly cats ever here on the Pet Show. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got plenty of time to answer your questions. I got lots of great stuff to give away. As I said, many of the items, $35, $40 and more. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Even if you don't have a question, you just want to share a great story about a dog or cat that you helped or rescued or fostering, give me a call. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. Right now, though, let's go to my friend Desiree in Pasco, Washington. Hey, Desiree, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I could not be better. How about yourself?
About the same.
Okay.
Okay. So a year ago, last November, I moved my parents from kind of a country ranch area down to close to me, which is more suburban. And they have three cats and a few dogs. And so that was in November. And then December, Doc, one of the cats went missing, and I think he didn't know his way back home, and so he was gone. It was snow. When we found him about a month later, he was under a house that was just a block away. We got him back, and he's plumped back up. Not plump. He's always going
to
be...
Desiree, I don't want to run out of time, but I'm saying for my commuters, your main question to me about the nails retracting, is that it?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's talk
about... The back nails will not.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It could be many different reasons. It could be disease. It could be trauma. It could be an infection. It could be old age. It could be that the cat's nails were never clipped and they're too long and it can't retract them. So there's a lot of different things. It could be infection. Antibiotics are needed. So there's many different reasons a cat will not retract their nails. So the first thing we need to do is determine why. The fact that he was lost would definitely be indicative of trauma or disease or something else or an infection out there. So I think a trip to the vet is important at this point because cats have lots and lots of nerves. And if their nails are not right, if they're too long, it really does hurt them. So I believe at this point it's one of three things. Either there's some trauma going on, some infection going on, or perhaps he's an older cat, the nails are a little bit too long, and he can't retract them. I would make a trip to the vet because it's important you get that done to make the cat more comfortable. And most importantly, bless you, Desiree, for being aware that they're there and that you've noticed it.
Yeah, well, you can hear them, right?
Yeah. So you know it's painful.
Okay,
it's painful. It's painful. It's painful for the cat as well. So, yeah, it's one of those things you have to have checked by the vet because we don't know what it is. If the nails are too long, then the vet's going to clip them. It could be an infection. It could be some type of trauma. It could be any number of things. So before we resolve it, it's a good idea to figure out what's causing it. I think the vet's the best person to talk to because I can't visually see it.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Desiree, don't go anywhere. Let's put Desiree on hold. And Desiree, I am going to send you for your cat so the feet never feel bad. I'm going to send you some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, and I do appreciate that phone call. Let me take a quick break here. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We have Jane in Delaware. We have Tom. We got Desiree, Charlie, and Thomas. Plenty of time for your calls. Phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Listen to me carefully, folks, because I'm asking for your help once again. Imagine being able to leave your life or leave this earth better than when you came. And that's something we all want to do. You know, Delta Rescue, you hear me talk about it every week, has been around for over 40 years. I've known them that long. And Delta Rescue would have never been able to do the incredibly amazing, important work every day that they do without you, my listeners, and your support. My friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme rescue, and by the way, Delta's founder, says, please put some of your life's work into helping their over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why, with all the organizations I serve on the board with, and I serve on the board with many of the largest, Denise, my wife, and myself have personally made a request for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forest, the woods, the streets, all across the U.S. never have to worry again, and take it from me, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance. to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, healthy, and loved. Yeah, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com. Check out their website. You can see photos and stories about all the dogs and cats and horses they've saved at DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or you can call them directly to make a donation. Whatever you want to do, every dollar helps, goes right to the animals. Here's their phone number, 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning. Log on to DeltaRescue.org or give them a call at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. Every donation puts another smile on one of these rescued animals. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I don't understand what they're going through. Step back and really listen to what they're trying to communicate. I've heard too many people approach those who are suffering with things like, yes, I do understand. And then some even go on to try to convince the other person that they do understand, rather than really just stepping back and listening to the pain the other person is trying to rid themselves of. I'm not sure any of us can really ever totally understand anyone else. So when I hear people say to me, you wouldn't understand, I usually say, I'm sorry that I can't understand, but I am here for you. In any way that you think that I can be helpful, even if that means just being here with you through whatever you're experiencing. For more on connection, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And 4 streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Of course, a horse is a horse. Hey, we're going to break for the top of the hour, so I don't want to rush anyone. When we come back, here's the way it's going to go. We have Jane, and we have Tom, and we have Thomas. I've never had them before. Tom, and Thomas will get to all your calls. We'll take a quick break for the top of the hour, and I'll be right to your phone calls, I promise. But right now, planning for your pet's care if you become ill with COVID-19. You know, a lot of people don't have plans. It's important that you do. I get calls like this every week. Here's what you need to know. You may feel healthy today, but what happens if you contract COVID and you have to be taken to a hospital, or you can't take your dog for a walk? You need to make plans.
listen to me carefully. Make sure you have 2 weeks of pet food and medications on the, make sure they're always around. Don't get a month's worth, but 2 weeks is a good start. Consider the logistics of how someone can help with your dog if needed. How can they walk your dog? Maybe a kennel is needed, friends, family, neighbors, your veterinarian. Draw up a comprehensive information about your dog and the needs before you need it. What do they eat? How many times a day do you feed them? How often do you walk them? When you take them outside, how often do they eliminate? All of that stuff is very, very, very important so that the person taking care of your pet knows exactly what to look for. And some of the idiosyncrasies your dog or cat may have, for example, like they like being rubbed on their belly. And finally, no one wants to talk about this, but we got to talk about realism. Make sure you have provision for your dog in your will. I set up a living trust, so if heaven forbid something were to happen to you, at least you have the knowledge of knowing that your pets are going to be taken care of. So set up a living trust. Speak to an attorney about that. Follow that advice. I hope no one has to use any of it, but if it does, by following that, at least you can rest assured and have peace of mind that your pets will be properly taken care of. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Take a real quick break. We'll get to all your phone calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.